101.1 FM, WELH Providence, Rhode Island, on the web at bsrlive.com. I'm Nadav. This is Phoning It In, and phoning it in tonight is Gabriel Joel. Gabe? Gabe?
Yep. I'm here.
Hey. So, yeah, where are you right now, actually?
Well, actually, I'm at my parents' house and located in Bonifay, Florida.
Bonifay.
Yeah, it's about 10 miles south of the Alabama line.
Wow.
And due north of Panama City Beach. It's up in the Panhandle, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I'm from South Florida.
Oh, okay.
From Hollywood, outside of Fort Lauderdale.
All right. Yeah, I've been down there a few times.
Cool.
I'm going to college down there in Lakeland, so.
Oh, cool. And you said you're leaving right after this for basic training?
Right. I leave a week from today for Fort Sill, Oklahoma.
Wow.
Army basic training.
Wow, that's intense. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
And do you want to play a little?
Sure. I guess the first song I decided I was going to play was a song called Black Mountain Girl. I just want to describe it a little bit. It's just written about maybe 6 to 8 months ago. And the story behind it is a girl I went to high school with here. She kind of struggled through high school, and she didn't know what she was going to do after school. And in the meantime, this guy was deeply in love with her, and he wasn't open about his feelings towards her. And she ended up moving up to Black Mountain, South Carolina, and in search of better employment and making more money up there. So he ended up, right before she left, he bought her a ring and everything, and he was going to propose to her, but just never happened. And so I wrote a song about it. So it's called Black Mountain Girl.
I'm sure the same old, that's what you said, but that's what I miss about home. Oh, that's what I miss about you. You'll cry just to say that you just cried. You laugh just to say that you've never cried, but I know, oh, that's not the truth. No, I know, oh, that's not the truth. Put a ring on yours. You look at him and know that this was just right, cause he worked one whole lifetime to finally learn that love has worked him twice. Oh, love has worked him twice. Black Mountain Girl, oh, come on back home. Tell me, oh, Black Mountain Girl, come on back home. Tell me, oh, Black Mountain Girl. Thank you. come on back home and tell me Black Mountain now. Come on back home and tell me Black Mountain now.
Yeah. Unfortunately, my dad was going to play mandolin with me today, but he ended up going to Waffle House at 1:30 for some coffee, so he dipped out on me. He wasn't patient enough, but...
Shoot, that's too bad.
Yeah, he's kind of stage frightened, but definitely want to add a lot. So realize when I play these songs, it's a lot better with another guitar player or something, but I'm away from home right now, and so I'm just winging it. But
yeah, maybe he'll get back in the middle of the session.
Yeah, he's definitely gonna miss out. But
yeah,
I don't know. But yeah, I guess I'll move on to another one or something.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, growing up in Florida, I mean, you would know this. Hurricanes are a big deal here.
Yeah.
And I guess we're rounding up on another hurricane season here next month. So I wrote this song. It's kind of symbolic for how us here in Florida kind of endure hurricanes, but we still sit through them and live through them to enjoy the beauty of Florida and the beaches and all that. So it's called Knee Deep in Water. And so I wrote about, I don't know, 4 months ago. And it's also going to be on this album I'm releasing through Asaurus Records, which I'll probably talk about later, but... All right, here we go.
be dying to brighten your world.
Knee-deep in water. I don't know. What's my time look like? I don't know.
Another 20 minutes. So.
20 minutes. All right.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about time.
Okay. You got any questions or anything? I don't...
How'd you get hooked up with Asaurus?
Well,
They're in Michigan.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You're in Florida.
I could probably thank the internet for that. Because they're definitely... They're not a very easy to find record label. And I guess I was just fishing around for a little small label maybe to pick me up and just put stuff out that I didn't really want to get big time and have to tour and everything. And
yeah.
Me being in the military, it's kind of not a very easy thing to do and manage. So I just, the source seemed like they weren't too intense and still dedicated to their artists and their music. And
Yeah, they're great.
So...
Cool. Are you going to be releasing anything? You said you had something upcoming?
Right. I sent some stuff in, and he said we're shooting for fall-ish. So it's going to be titled Dishes Moments, and I think it's going to have 9 or 10 tracks on it. And I released something last summer, or maybe it was two summers ago, I guess, acoustic yet running, and it was my first solo full-length, and it was kind of nerve-wracking thing. I didn't know if it would. Take off or what would happen with it, but I got really good feedback from people who listened to it, and I was getting emails from California, you know, wherever people would review my music and listen to it or whatnot. So
cool.
Ended up being really good, so kind of inspired me, and I ended up writing some more stuff, some more folkier kind of stuff, and
yeah,
stuff about home. And you know, I moved off to college, and it's kind of a away from home sort of feel, and the whole album sort of nostalgic, and it's got that whole feel to it. So
cool. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 20.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm a junior at Southeastern University in Lakeland.
Mm-hmm.
So, originally I was playing drums for a lot of punk rock bands and played drums for a couple screamo bands here in Florida and just traveled around and did that for most of the time. And I just finally picked up the guitar and tried my luck at it.
Yeah.
So far, so good, I guess. So.
Cool.
But, all right, well, I guess I'll whip out another song, I guess, and see what happens. Again, this song is about home, and it's also going to be on Dishes Moments. It's called A1A, and the highway that runs all the way down the east coast of Florida. And I used to live in Flagler Beach, Florida, which is just north of Daytona Beach, and there's this old pier that we used to go out and fish on, and If we wanted to surf, we could walk out to the end of this pier and look down either side of the pier and look at the coast and see how the waves are breaking. And we could check out the girls, where they're all hanging out at or whatnot. So it's just kind of like a good hangout spot and right there on A1A. And so here goes nothing. That was A1A.
I know that road.
Do what?
I said, I know that road.
Yeah.
We have one of those.
Yeah, I just took it all the way down to Key West and March. And so it's cool to go down to mile marker zero down there and
yeah,
on the side of the road and play that song.
It's a nice drive.
Yeah, it definitely is. So I drove all night down there and then stayed a couple of days and lived on the beach and drove back during the day, and it was kind of weird to see what I'd missed because of the darkness and everything when I drove down there.
Yeah.
But really pretty down there. And lived in Florida for like 20 years and never been to the Keys yet, so I had to do it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So how many people you think are listening? I don't know anything about the radio station or whatnot. So.
This is actually internet only right now.
Okay.
So I don't know how many people would be listening live, but we get some pretty good listenership in the archives, at least judging from the feedback we've been getting.
Oh, cool. All right. Yeah, I've never been to Rhode Island or anywhere. So
it's a good place.
Let me get out.
Good place.
Right. Well, I guess I can whip out another tune real fast.
Yeah, take your time.
All right. Well, this next one, let me see while I switch guitars here. I was sat down with a girl I go to school with, and we kind of wrote this song together, and I wanted to tell a story in a song, and it's kind of based on one of my family members. He was a Vietnam veteran, and he grew up here in the South, and just kind of he was going to live his whole life here in the South, and just take care of his family and, you know, just ride a tractor the rest of his life. And he actually ended up doing something very different and changing course of history, you know. So this song is based on him and kind of fiction a little bit. So it's called Love War at Only 22. So enjoy.
In southern Georgia, my mama and the sawmills keep me here. It's been 2 years, since high school, and I'm longing to get out and say goodbye. But I know this land is in my life forever, and so alone. And these fields, that's how I'll die. But she says you couldn't be a better man to me. Ever since your father died, you've been right here by my side. To go out and find a girl and marry. But you'll never be 22 again. 1968 in West Virginia, I met a girl, 'twas soon to be my wife. And she says, come on, come on, come on, let's get married. We'll move up north where we can find some jobs. We'll raise our kids back in southern Georgia. 'Cause I know that's where your heart belongs. And she says you couldn't be a better man to me. Ever since your mother died, you've been right here by my side. But I know Vietnam is calling. So go, love, and feel the call to fight.
Love War in 22. And, all right, well, I think I might have one more.
All right.
And I wrote it this week, actually. There's a creek here in my parents' hometown in Bonifay, and it has a rope swing and stuff, and we always go up there and build campfires and hang out and stuff and swing out the rope swing like rednecks. And the song is based around that, and it's called Wright's Creek. And it talks about someone who wants so much, and even when they're given the world, that they just beg for even more. And so the creek kind of symbolizes what she's been given, what she wants still. So, okay, it's called Wright's Creek.
Ever since they dammed up that creek, you've been asking for a place to swim. Cause it could flood the fields, wash out the roads, and never show mercy on us town folk. But you still beg. Oh yeah, you'd still beg. Hey, let's make a sign in there, the robbery. Hear that tonic leg. It burst in your honor. All in your honor. Oh, we'll still drink the wind, those times are good, and no one really understood how life. Life goes on, on, on. Yeah, life goes on. Those opals, how they used to say, don't trust those women, how they work. I never thought I'd let you lie that day you told my double wide away. So hear that tonic lake. Hear that tonic lake. Oh, hear that tonic lake. Up that creek, you've been asking for a place to swim, cause it could flood the fields, wash out the roads, and never show mercy on us town folk, but you'd still beg.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everyone that has listened, and appreciate it. And I also just want to let you know I have a Pure Volume account. It's purevolume.com/GabrielJoel, whatnot. So just look for Gabriel Joel on Pure Volume. And also I have a MySpace account, and I can talk to people and have some music on there also. So do a little sample of what I've been writing, and I always throw up new songs that I write up there. And so, all right, well, appreciate Ndog for the time.
Yeah, thank you for playing.
No problem. It's been fun.
Good luck with everything.
All right.
Stay safe and keep in touch.
All right. Hear from y'all. Bye.
Bye.